Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verses 13 to 17. Overcoming. Now, this is something which is relatively easy to speak on. As always, as James put it, it's all very well hearing, it's all very well preaching, it's all very well writing about these things, but it's the doing of it. And as Jesus said, Sermon on the Mount, if you know these things, like the wise man, build on the rock. Don't be building on the sand. Well, let's see what Peter says. Well, we know what ought to be right. Verse 13. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? Here are the believers living in this hostile culture. The believers are living good lives. Good in the eyes of God. And actually, good in the eyes of the world if they'd only open them and see. Who's going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But, what a grim but this is. There are some blessed buts in the Bible, but this is a grim one. But even if you should suffer, and suffer for what is right, that's come out in the previous passages. The world, hostile world, attacks believers, even for their good things. It's not their being cruel or anything, the world and the Christians and meriting the punishment. It's a persecution arising simply because these are believers. And you should expect no harm, but even if you should suffer for what is right. Now here's the amazing statement of the apostle, the gospel statement. Even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Really? Yeah. That's the believer's reaction. Blessed be God, I'm walking in the way of my master. He was reviled. He was attacked. He was crucified. I can expect no more. Do not fear what they fear, or do not fear their threats. Don't go down their road, whatever it is, either fearing what they fear, making their standards your standards, but certainly don't fear their threats. I say this is easy to preach, but it's the doing of it. Do not be frightened. Oh, it's so easy to be afraid. I've heard someone say, I'm never afraid. That's not right at all. Of course they are. They showed it very quickly in their lives when I saw them. But in your hearts, here's the answer. Set apart Christ as Lord. He is sovereign. All these things have happened at his will. Don't fear what they, the ungodly, fear. Don't fear what the ungodly can do. But the answer is, have your heart taken up with the Lordship of Christ. Speak up when asked. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do it gently, with the right spirit, watching your conscience, verse 16. Keep a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against you, they're not only words but actions too, malicious actions, malicious words against your good behavior in Christ, may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, I to God, his sovereignty, Psalm 139 again, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. This is the punchline. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good, not for doing evil. It's so easy to be afraid. It's so easy to say nothing. It's so easy to retaliate. But as we've been told already, Christ went through all this, 1 Peter 2, verse 20 and onwards, and he didn't retaliate. He committed himself to God his Father. And this is the lesson for us. I'll say it for the third time. Sweet truth and easy to repeat. But when it comes to practice, it's very difficult. May God give us his spirit to enable us to show this Christian spirit in this hostile world. I know we live in a time when the churches are becoming friends with the world. It can't be. But if ever we should live according to the scriptures, in the eyes of the world, they'll be hating us and persecuting us. And this will then come to be a major part of our life. May we overcome. by the Spirit. Amen.